It's the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent. And the Milwaukee Brewers open their new season this afternoon in Queens against the New York Mets. First pitch, 12:40. The Brewers' home opener is next Tuesday afternoon against the Minnesota Twins. What are your expectations for this year for a team that has made it to the postseason in five of the last 6 years? Can they do it again? What do you think? 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Our guest is J.R. Radcliffe, sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And J.R., welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, great to be here again. Thanks.
Yeah, big changes for this team this year. As I saw last night, about a dozen new faces on the opening day roster for the Milwaukee Brewers. But JR, perhaps arguably the biggest change for this team wasn't on the field, but was rather their manager. The manager that's taken them to the postseason for five of the last 6 years, Craig Counsell, has moved to division rival the Chicago Cubs. What do the Brewers lose in Craig Counsell, and what do they gain in Pat Murphy, their new manager?
Yeah, I imagine there were a few Brewers fans paying attention to last night's game between the defending champion Texas Rangers and Chicago Cubs. The Rangers came back to win by one run, which...
extra innings?
Extra innings. As I'm sure many people point out, Counsell has been hailed for his great record in one-run games. So just a tiny bit of irony in the teeny tiny sample of the season opener. But yeah, this is a new era for a number of reasons, and that's a big one. Pat Murphy is a guy who has worked closely with Craig Counsell for a long time. He was the coach at Notre Dame when Craig Counsell was a player there. They had worked together a long time with the Brewers, especially, and you know, so it's probably not really skipping much of a beat in terms of continuity inside the clubhouse. Many of the same coaches are back, and it's going to be a pretty similar vibe. Other than the guy at the top, he's just going to have a different outward personality working with the media. He's much more gregarious. He's going to have some good one-liners. He's just kind of an interesting, you know, different energy. But I don't think that really changes inside the clubhouse. Now, what they're losing, though, is a great tactician in Craig Counsell, who has, you know, if managers, I don't think, make as much a difference as a lot of people think they do. But if there are any differences to be had, I think Craig Counsell kind of squeezed, you know, he was able to get everything out of the Milwaukee Brewers. He was able to kind of get all those things on the fringe and create an advantage out of it. So he's a guy, you know, taking that skill somewhere else to a division rival and a team that's probably going to be favored to win that division to make it hurt even worse. Oh. I think the Chicago Cubs are the team to beat this year.
Wow, JR. The other big change, and I noticed this yesterday, the opening day pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers the last couple of seasons was pitching on opening day for the Baltimore Orioles yesterday. Corbin Burnes gave up a home run to Mike Trout in the first inning, but after that he was pretty much lights out. And this was a trade that took place right before spring training. JR Radcliffe, let me ask you what I think a lot of Brewers fans were asking when this trade took place. What? Why?
Yeah, and there are still some people who are going to wonder that. Corbin Burnes was fantastic in his debut for the Orioles, as you mentioned. He was going to be a free agent after this season.
Okay. This
was going to be, in any scenario, the last season of Corbin Burnes as a Milwaukee Brewer. They felt the best way to maximize, you know, what they were able to work with was to trade him now, give whatever team a season of Corbin Burnes and get a couple players back in exchange. And the two guys they got back are going to be key contributors. Joey Ortiz, a very young shortstop, third base type, who's probably going to play third base for the Brewers. And then as well, DL Hall, who is going to be a key member of the pitching rotation, a left-hander, very exciting young player. You know, there's pros and cons to his game as he's been coming up. He doesn't have elite pinpoint control, but the Brewers are working on that. And, you know, I think in the short term, that's a net loss because you're taking away one of the best pitchers in baseball. The Brewers hope in the long term, they gain several years of pretty quality players, even if it means sacrificing a really good year, a great year from a great player.
We're talking about predictions for the Milwaukee Brewers seasons with J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we invite you to the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. If you're planning to go out to the old ball game this summer and hit up American Family Field and have the experience, let us know what you love about it. 800-642-1234. And if there is another storyline for the Brewers opening day later this afternoon, 12:40, first pitch, our time, I would say it has to be the injuries that the Brewers start the season with, JR.
Yeah, they've had a few of them. Wade Miley, who's going to be a big part of their rotation, he's going to be on the shelf for a short period of time. We'll probably just miss the first couple weeks, which isn't a huge deal for a starting pitcher, but still, that's not nothing. They don't have a lot of frontline starting pitchers this year, so that's a pretty big loss. But a couple of the bigger ones include their closer, Devin Williams, who's out for 3 months with some fractures in his back, and he's one of the truly special players on this team. He's probably one of the things that you would say, what makes the Brewers special? Devin Williams would be on that list. And he was the reliever of the year in the National League last year. Not having that just incredible force to close down games is going to have a pretty big ripple effect on this bullpen and on this pitching staff as a whole. And then Garrett Mitchell, just a few days before the season started, was going to be their starting center fielder. He ends up with a broken finger. So he's going to be out for probably a couple months, and that causes some juggling, some dominoes. I think they have the depth to overcome a loss like Garrett Mitchell, but that's, obviously one more thing. And there's a couple other guys too that they were potentially counting on that are going to start the year on the sidelines. So every team goes through that. It's not completely unusual, but yes, the Brewers certainly did not emerge from spring training unscathed.
And I would say the biggest addition in the offseason for the Brewers roster would have to be Rhys Hoskins, a big bat that has played had played for the Philadelphia Phillies for a few years. What does Rhys bring to the Brewers this season, JR?
I mean, he brings power. The Brewers have really had trouble filling the first base position. We all remember Prince Fielder, and since then, it's kind of been a revolving door of first basemen, and they've had success here and there, but for the most part, they haven't had that just true thumper in the middle of the lineup who plays first base. And Rhys Hoskins can do that. Now there's a little bit of risk. He missed all of last season with an ACL tear. So, he hasn't played in a while. It doesn't look like that's going to hold him back necessarily, but that's just something, a bit of caution. He's in his 30s. So, but he was the best first baseman on the market. The Brewers going after him actually kind of isn't typical behavior from them, going after the guy at a position of need who's best, the best available dude. That doing that was interesting. So, in general, this Brewers lineup is going to be the one that has to carry them. In the past few years, it's been all about that pitching staff. Well, they don't have Corbin Burns anymore. They don't have Brandon Woodruff, who was such a key contributor as well the last few years. Excellent pitcher who's injured this year, did resign, but is going to miss the full season. So it's going to be incumbent on the offense to score a lot more runs than they have the last few years. And they have some of the pieces that could probably do that. I don't know if it's enough to overcome the losses in the pitching department, but it's going to be a little bit of a different look.
Yeah, it's a little bit of different expectations for this team that we're used to making the postseason. And JR, this year, it seems like it could be an uphill climb. You said that the division rival Chicago Cubs are the favorite to win out the division this season. Where do you put the expectations for the Brewers as we go through the summer?
There are challenges for sure. They won 92 games last year, kind of ran away with the division. If you would think that if they subtract from the pitching staff and add to the lineup, maybe that would balance out a little bit. But I don't think that's what's going to happen. I mean, I would say that I'm pretty pessimistic about how they're going to do this year. I think they're a 500 team at best. Maybe 82 wins, 83. The way that baseball works now, that's not even completely out of the playoff race.
Right.
There is a chance if they maximize that and get to, say, 86, 87 wins, then they are absolutely going to be in the mix for a playoff spot. So that's not necessarily a dire prediction, but I think they're taking a huge step back. I think there's an opportunity for them to be really good next season in 2025 with some of the young players they have. That doesn't mean these guys aren't going to, rise to the occasion this year. Some of the guys that people aren't counting on might maybe have great seasons. Like,
Right.
it is definitely there is a wide range of outcomes here.
This
I
is,
just right now don't see it on
but
paper.
this is a lot of what I love about the opening day of Major League Baseball. And I say this growing up with a Cubs fan who is, hope springs eternal until after the first day of baseball, and then it's like the season's over. But if you have a team like this where the expectations are so low and they exceed those expectations and you get closer and closer to the postseason, it feels like something special. That storyline becomes much bigger than if you enter the season as the Brewers formerly had, with the expectations that they'll be there come the postseason. This team doesn't have those expectations this year, which means if we get closer to it and they get closer to it, it'll be a heck of a story for sports throughout baseball.
I would point back to the 2018 season for the Brewers to fit exactly what you're describing. That was a team built kind of similarly. relying on its offense, not a ton of frontline starting pitchers. They went all the way to game seven of the NLCS. It was a thrilling ride
Yes.
for Milwaukee fans. Built a little bit like that, maybe not quite as good because they've been to the playoffs in recent years, so it would be seen as a step back to kind of not be at the forefront of that conversation. But still, you're right. I mean, look at the Packers last year. How great of a ride that was because they outperformed the expectations that were laid out for them.
Exactly. J.R. Ratcliffe, sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We'll get to your calls next at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
On the Ideas Network, you're invited to be part of the conversation. When you call our talk shows, you play an important role. If you have a question or comment, we want to hear it. Be part of the conversation and check out our caller guidelines at wpr.org/guidelines.
Still to come on The Morning Show, a preview of this season's new look, Milwaukee Brewers. We'll also take the 8 o'clock hour to help millennials build their financial security with the founder of Millennial Money.
Support for WPR comes from the Commonweal Theater and TDS Custom Construction. Your business or organization can partner in providing the WPR programs that enrich our communities. Join at WPR.org/sponsor.
Put WPR in your pocket with the WPR app for Android or Apple phones. Get the latest news, stream WPR live, and hear programs when you want them. Download it at the Google Play Store or on the iTunes App Store. WPR is everywhere.
You're listening to The Ideas Network from Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and with their first game of the season later this afternoon, we're talking Brewers baseball with our guest, J.R. Ratcliffe, sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we invite you to the conversation, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Mike and Franklin, good morning. What do you think of our Brewers this year?
Well, I'm really excited for the season like we are every year. And we are very, very fortunate to be in a community where everybody is very, very fanatic about sports around here. But I think one thing that, and you started to talk about it, there have been seasons where there have been teams that have won over 100 games during the season, and then they flame out in the postseason. And you mentioned the 2018 when the Brewers had a team very much like they're going to have this year. And they managed to make the playoffs, and then who knows what's going to happen after that. So I think if we're just patient, it's a long season. Mm-hmm. Keep everybody healthy, make the playoffs. We got a really, really good chance of winning it all. So I think if the fans in the area can still go kind of like let's win two out of three on a home series and half on the road, and just kind of play that statistic, we got a really good chance of winning it all.
Hey, Mike, I appreciate the call, and it's a little bit of a contrast from JR call saying the division this year that the Brewers are in is likely to have the Cubs at the top at the end of the season, but there are some real bright spots here for these Milwaukee Brewers, and some of them are very young. JR, Jackson Churio, set to make history as the youngest Milwaukee Brewer player since Robin Yount in 1974 to make their MLB debut with the Brewers today. He signed the largest contract made to a player before making their MLB debut, coming out to an 8-year, $82 million deal. Why is there so much excitement behind this young player that is yet to play in the bigs?
Yeah, there's a good possibility that he's going to be a superstar. You know, he's trending that way. Now, he's only 20 years old. There isn't a ton of data on him yet because he hasn't been playing professional baseball that long. But he has thrived at every level he's been at. He's risen to be one of the top two, maybe three, but more likely top two prospects in all of baseball. And the Brewers have not had a guy at that level. They just haven't had that. They've been close. They've had some guys in the top 10, top 15 in all of baseball, but nothing like this. So he's a guy who signed out of Venezuela, and is you know, the Brewers are really dreaming on him being an incredible baseball player pretty quickly. You know, he'll struggle unquestionably in his first year
Yeah,
on the
what did we
job,
see
like you
in spring
mentioned.
training from him, JR? That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, a mixed bag. I mean,
Okay.
I think defensively there's a ways to go. I think they visualize him as a center fielder. He's not there yet. He's going to be playing right field. And you know, up and down, but we saw that in the minors too. There were brief periods, as there are for every player, where he was not at that level, that superstar level, and then he adjusted, and then he became just an impossible guy to get out. So there's going to be a learning curve, unquestionably. But I think, you know, by June, you might even by then, you might see some pretty big developments there. So very exciting time. It's going to be a project in the beginning, but I think the question is how long it's going to be a project, and I bet they think it's not going to be for very long.
Watch that young man in right field this season. We go back to your calls at 1-800-642-1234. Melissa and Madison, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, what do you have for us?
So I'm kind of a newer baseball fan. I went to my first game 2 years ago, I think it was, and now live games just make such a difference for me. It's so much fun. And I'm excited for this season. We've had some really good seasons in the past, so ever hopeful, like the other caller said, ever hopeful. And just a plug for Quick Trip. They have a mobile app that's giving away free Brewer tickets. I've already scored two for the season, and all you have to do is spend money we're going to spend anyways.
So you can get free tickets from the app and go to American Family Field this summer?
Yeah.
I very much appreciate that, Melissa. Thank you. If you're looking to make it out to the old ballpark. And if you can't make it out to the old ballpark, with the home opener on Tuesday against the Minnesota Twins Tuesday afternoon, there is one person returning, the man who has been there since 1971. 90-year-old Bob Uecker will be doing the play-by-play for opening day next Tuesday. JR, in the bigger picture of baseball and sports and broadcasting, where does Bob Uecker fit in?
I mean, right near the very top, of course. And I think in the state of Wisconsin, there is no greater icon in Wisconsin sports history. You know, he is synonymous. His voice is synonymous with summer, with Brewers. You know, this is his 54th year with, you know, broadcasting for the organization, which is unfathomable. I mean, he's been in baseball for almost 70 years when you go back to his playing days. 90 years old. I mean, just a gem. Goes without saying. Needs no introduction. And it is refreshing to hear that he's going to be on the mic for some of these games as well. And you know, it sounds like, you know, you read between the lines and what the Brewers released, and it sounds like he's probably going to cut back. He's been doing just home games, not traveling, and it sounds like probably even fewer of those games this year. But of course, you understand that a 90-year-old guy is going to need a little bit of a break. You know, when you see him around the park, it does not strike you that he is that old. He moves around like a person, and he's still got all the zingers, you know. He does not strike somebody as a nanogenarian. So
what's it like for you behind the scenes when the lights off and the microphones are down? What's it like to just be around Bob Uecker?
I mean, obviously there's a presence, and he's there for batting practice and hanging around, and everyone loves him. Everyone wants to talk to him. Players get their pictures with him, you know, understandably. He's He's the legend. So it's great that he's there. He does get a chance to talk to players all the time, and of course the manager before every game. So he's a guy who is still a shining light for this organization, and as long as he's here, I know Brewers fans are going to want to hear his voice when summer gets going in late March and early April.
There's just nothing like sitting outside on a Wisconsin summer night listening to Bob Uecker on the radio. I think it's just been part of my whole life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All of ours.
Exactly. For that matter, going out to the ballpark this summer, as Melissa mentioned, what's in store for those who are making their way to American Family Field this year?
Well, there's a new big video board. The center field video board has been redone. It's bigger, and I'm sure that'll catch people's attention. There's also a new video board in the right field corner. So just more graphics in general, and more eye-catching stuff. You know, they've tried to make the stadium as obviously over the course of time as fan-friendly as possible, and those upgrades kind of fall in line with what you see around baseball, just bigger and better scoreboards everywhere. I think we have our update at jsonline.com on the food situation. Parking is going to be different this year. That is something to monitor for people who are used to just showing up with some cash and paying for parking.
No,
that's going to be different. There's going to be an app where you prepay for parking and then there's not going to be somebody to take your money. You just park, but you know, if you haven't entered your driver's, the license on your car, the license plate, then you could get in trouble for that. So keep on the lookout for that. Look up that information. We'll have a story. The Brewers will have all kinds of information. But that process is going to be a little bit different. So that's good to know. And the team is going to be different this year too. Like we mentioned, it's just going to be a different vibe going offense instead of pitching.
There's another aspect that Melissa mentioned there that I want to touch on, and that is the changes that have occurred in baseball over the last couple of years, where you could take an afternoon with a ball game. Now it's a couple hours and change with a ball game. And Melissa says she's relatively new to the sport. Are we seeing some fresh blood move into the baseball?
Well, the biggest change I would say occurred last year, where they instituted this pitch clock, and that has dramatically cut down on how much time these games are absorbing. You used to go to the ballpark and it might be 4 hours. It's not going to be 4 hours. A confession to you, I am going to be covering opening day for us for the Journal Sentinel. I'm going to a concert that evening at Pfizer Forum, and I know that I can pull that off. I know that it's going to be 3 hours of baseball and then I'm good to go. Now, obviously, there's some wiggle room. It's not guaranteed to be anything. It's baseball. It could go several extra innings, but I think I can pull that off because the game is reduced. It moves very quickly. It's a much better fan experience for someone like me with kids. It's nice to go to a game and know that I'm not going to be there till the wee hours of the morning. Mm-hmm. This game is moving quickly, and it's just the pitch clock has totally revamped the experience of baseball.
Hey, JR, go Brewers. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely, anytime.
J.R. Radcliffe, sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, with the Milwaukee Brewers opening their season this afternoon. First pitch, 12:40 our time, against the New York Mets, and their home opener next Tuesday afternoon. And that will be against the Minnesota Twins. And thanks again to J.R. for joining in. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.